Sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? How are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going.
Sound off.
All right, time to sound off, but folks, it might be a good thing if you can't watch it on Facebook today because the Phils are getting hammered 11-4. Ranger Suarez, the starting pitcher, gave up 11 hits in 4 innings and 8 runs, and 5 of them were earned because Franco had 2 errors. Ooh. How about the Mets crushing? Sound off is 610-771-9705. That's 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line, leave a message, and we may make it on the big show.
Yeah, Mikey, I agree with you. I'm all about hitting that guy. He comes up tonight, I hit him again. And they're dancing around. What is it with the dancing around the base pad? Come on, you want to go dance? Go on dancing with the stars.
Well, there you go. If you pimp, you get popped.
If this was back in the day, he would get hit every game because that would not be tolerated. If you hit a home run and you look at it, that's one thing. If you're dancing around the base pad, you should be expected to get hit.
Well, that's kind of the point. And like I say, if the Marlins were in a pennant race, they were a good team, they probably wouldn't react like that. But I guarantee you, and you're getting your brains beat in every day, and it's not fun to come to the ballpark and nobody watches you, and people are humiliating you by hitting home runs and dancing, and you know, you get a little edge to you.
Seriously? The guy's dancing all over your grave? You're going to hit him with a pitch for that? Dude, that is so tired, so old. So ridiculous. This isn't the 1960s, 70s Broad Street Bullies where you hit a guy just because he disrespected or he outgames you. You either beat them or they beat you. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, and I guess you were against Cole Hamels when he did that to Bryce Harper a few years ago, right, Skippy?
Old school baseball has gone the way of the rest of America. As Ed Rendell would say, the b-ification of America.
So were you against it or for it? I don't get it.
He thinks that baseball's too soft, so he likes that he got hit.
Okay.
But the problem was, Ed Rendell said wussification, and this guy decided to throw in another word that rhymes with it, and that's trouble. That's why we had to bleep it.
Oh, we had to bleep it.
Yeah, because...
He used the P word?
Yeah, but Ed Rendell didn't use that word.
No, he didn't. All right.
As we saw last night, Wilson Ramos, Justin Bour made a big impact. Can they really help the rest of the team as far as hitting goes, carry out the season and, you know, eventually hopefully win the division? Is it possible?
Well, Wilson Ramos will help. Justin Bour's going to play. He played for that. It's surprising. He played the first game. Carlos Santana probably played the second game. But the plan is not to play Bour a lot, and he'll be a guy off the bench, and Santana will still be the guy. But Wilson Ramos will be the majority catcher for the rest of the year. He'll add some offense. Is it enough? It's enough, I think, to win a division. I think they'll win a division.
The Phillies are on the cusp of imploding. It's going to be because Jake Arrieta is going to mock Gabe Kapler's relentless positivity in the open.
They beat the Red Sox last night, you twit.
So the guy who keeps calling into the show and talking about Gabe Kapler being a bad coach because he puts on shit, you are an idiot and you need to stop calling.
Did he make that point? Somebody made that point?
He's talking about Dave in Center City, who actually called it a day and compared him to La Russa, and it's third. Yeah, he had a complete 180.
Dave turned around today. Yeah, I don't know. He must have had a beverage. Yeah, some kind of a high fuel energy beverage.
Yeah.
Dear Major League Baseball, I know you're trying to appeal to younger viewers and get people to watch Major League Baseball in different formats, but your longtime fans, not always to check Facebook to watch a ball game. My grandpa doesn't care about football, hockey, basketball, Phillies baseball, and movies. That's all he watches. And he's not listening to Facebook to be able to watch his Phillies baseball.
Listen, man, it's a business. And Major League Baseball makes a deal with Facebook, and they get another rights fee. They're going to say no. They're doing it for money.
And the other thing is their fans, by average, are 9 years older than any of the other leagues. They have to get younger fans involved or they're in trouble. So,
okay. If I hear one more caller saying Nelson Aguilar, I'm going to jump off the Ben Franklin Bridge. It's Nelson Aguilar. The man has been with his team for 4 years now. Get it right.
No one cares.
Yeah, enough of that.
All I hear is talk about our Boston teams and how our fans are cocky and arrogant. Come on now. It's not arrogance. It's not cockiness. It's called confidence. Come on, get used to it, Philly. Don't be a bunch of crybabies because your team stinks.
Next. We got next.
Last night's loss is on Kapler. I know the Phils aren't hitting and Porcello pitched the gem, but in the ninth, four walks, Kingery pinch ran. He tried repeatedly to steal. Kingery finally stole second with two outs. When asked if the batter should have taken a pitch to get Kingery in scoring position a little sooner, Kapler replied, absolutely not. His whole offensive philosophy is take walks and hit homers. When it becomes prudent to take a pitch, absolutely not.
Well, listen. Certain coaches have certain philosophies, all right? You don't... I hear where people are going to be a little more flexible, but I think if you believe in a certain thing, you stick with it. That doesn't make you a bad manager if you think this is the way your team can be maximized. The Phillies have maximized what they are this year. They don't hit, they don't field, and yet they hover around first place. It must be something he's doing right.
Trading Freddie Galvis never made much sense to me. I think him and Franco made a great left side of the infield. And bringing up J.P. Crawford, we see, was a monumental mistake. I don't know why they didn't just hold on to Freddie and if he walked at the end of the year, let him walk. I would have loved to see him play at shortstop instead of what we have now.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? Cal Ripken Jr. here? A-Rod? The 237 hitter. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of South.